Blog Talk Radio.
Lashana, Lashana, Lashana Tova, Umatuka. Good Hebrew, the Lunar Judaic New Year right here in the cycle in the season. Lashana Tova, Tawaba. Modern Hebrew Tova, good. Of the year, good. Ooh and Matuka. And I have a good and a sweet new year here, the lunar solar new year, the Hebraic, a.k.a. the Judaic new year, head of the civil year, corresponding with the day of trumpets, the feast of trumpets, the Yom Teruah, the Yom Teruah. So let's give a great shout. Yes,
The Spirit of God is moving throughout the earth and among God's people to bring forth significant shifts and change. He is sending forth into the earth a sound to open the portals between heaven and earth. This sound of the Lord causes the heavenly realm to move on the earth, and it opens the way for those on the earth to move in the heavenlies. The Spirit of God is moving throughout the earth and among God's people to bring forth significant shifts and change. He is sending forth into the earth a sound to open the portals between heaven and earth. This sound of the Lord causes the heavenly realm to move on the earth, and it opens the way for those on the earth to move in the heavenlies. From the earliest of times, God chose the ram's horn, or shofar, as one of his instruments to release this sound. Awesome things take place when the shofar sounds according to the command of the Lord God Almighty. Walls fall down, enemies are destroyed, the presence of God manifests, and God's people enter into the covenant cycle of blessing God has prepared for them. The shofarot are sounded in three distinct ways. First, they awaken or alert God's people. Sharp staccato blasts by watchmen on the wall sound the alarm of approaching danger. In the midst of war, the teruah orders God's armies to attack encroaching enemies. When we hear the teruah, a sequence of nine short blasts, we know God is strategically releasing us into our future. The shofarot also release a breaking sound in a series of three medium blasts called shevarim. The shevarim signal a breaking down of what resists the Lord and a breaking in of God's power, grace, and purpose. Both are seen in Gideon's victory over the Midianites. The blast of the shofarot and the breaking sound of the pots broke down the great Midianite army and allowed God's people to break through in great victory. The third sound of the shofar is a single extended blast called the tekiah. The tekiah sound establishes the presence and purpose of God in the earth and orders his people in his perfect timing. When the tekiah is lengthened to a great tekiah, it firmly and finally establishes God's sovereign purpose and rule over the person, foe, or territory over which it is blown. Almighty God, release your sound in us, your people, through the blast of the shofarot. Establish us in your cycle of redemption and restoration. Holy Spirit, minister to us with the shofarot in our current place and season. Let the sounds of victory, refreshment, alertness, battle, and enthronement move in our soul and surroundings to position us for the days that lie ahead.
Lashana, Lashana, Lashana Tova, Yesai Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets. Raise your voice like a trumpet. Sister Aisha, come for our word. Yesai.
God is moving throughout the earth and among God's people to bring forth significant shifts and change. He is sending forth into the earth a sound to open the portals between heaven and earth. This sound of the Lord causes the heavenly realm to move on the earth, and it opens the way for those on the earth to move in the heavens. From the earliest of times, God chose the ram's horn, or shofar, as one of his instruments to release this sound. Awesome things take place when the shofar sounds, according to the command of the Lord God Almighty. Walls fall down, enemies are destroyed, the presence of God manifests, and God's people enter into the covenant cycle of blessing God has prepared for them. The shofarot are sounded in three distinct ways. First, they awaken and alert God's people. Sharp staccato blasts by watchmen on the wall sound the alarm of approaching danger. In the midst of war, the teruah orders God's armies to attack approaching enemies. When we hear the teruah, a sequence of nine short blasts, we know God is strategically releasing us into our future. The shofarot also release a breaking sound in a series of three beating blasts called shevarim. The shevarim signal a breaking down of what resists the Lord and a breaking in of God's power, grace, and purpose. Both are seen in Gideon's victory over the Midianites. The blast of the shofarot and the breaking sound of the pots broke down the great Midianite army and allowed God's people to break through in great victory. The third sound of the shofar is a single extended blast called the tekiah. The tekiah sound establishes the presence and purpose of God in the earth and orders his people in his perfect timing. When the tekiah is lengthened to a great tekiah, it firmly and finally establishes God's sovereign purpose and rule over the person, foe, or territory over which it is blown. Almighty God, release your sound in us, your people, through the blast of the shofar. Establish us in your cycle of redemption and restoration. Holy Spirit, minister to us with the shofarot in our current place and season. Let the sounds of victory, refreshment, alertness, battle, and enthronement move in our soul and surroundings to position us for the days that lie ahead. El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty, you are our deliverer. Overcome our enemies and release over us the sound of your great victory. By your sovereign right hand, establish your rule over us and over our territory. Let your kingdom come. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him. The spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And he will delight in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes or decide by what he hears with his ears. But with righteousness he will judge the needy. With justice he will give decisions for the poor of the earth. He will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. In that day you will say, I will praise you, O Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day you will say, give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel. Thank you. at the utmost heights of Zephon, this Mount Zion, the city of the great king. God is in her service. He has shown himself to be her fortress. When the kings joined forces, when they advanced together, they saw her and were astounded. They fled in terror. Trembling seized them there, pain like that of a woman in labor. You destroyed them like ships of Tarshish, shattered by an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen. In the city of the Lord Almighty, in the city of our God, God makes her secure forever. Within your temple, O God, we meditate on your unfailing love. Like your name, O God, your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Mount Zion rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go around her, count her towers, consider well her ramparts, view her citadels, that you may tell of them to the next generation. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our God, even to the end. Adonai Eloheinu, our Lord God, refresh us now with the wind of your spirit. Dwell in our midst, inhabit our praise. May our praise and our joy in you rise up and overflow unto the ends of the earth in this generation and in the generation to come.
Teruah, Shalom, Day of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, Yesai, right here, here, here. On the end and the iron, interesting right there, they have Psalm 48, and Psalm 48, that is the evening psalm, the standing psalm here for this Monday, the Yom HaSheni in the Shabuah, but here in the Isla season, we have the Day of Trumpets, the Yom Teruah, corresponding with the Rosh Hashanah, New Year's greeting. Lashana Tova, Lashana Tova, Umatuka, for a good and a sweet new year. So let's ride up right here, here, here on the air.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jalavet the gates of Zion, more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyre, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth.
Rastafari. Kedemawi Hadassalasi Meskin. So here, here, the evening psalm appropriate for this eve, this day, this time, this season, Psalm 48, a Zion psalm. Even an African Zion.
Yes, Rastafari. Africa is a must. So no matter what now, cause you have to jump on this your bus. Zion born, right?
Psalm 48.
Mizmor Memchet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth, is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge, for lo, the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever, guide, forever.
Mizmor Memhet, Shir Mizmor Livnekora. Gadol Adonai Mehullal Meod, Be'ir Elohenu Har Kocho. Yefenof Mesoskol Haaret, Har Tzion Yarkete Tzafon, Kiryat Melech Rav. Elohim Be'ar Menoteha Noda Lemisgav. Kihine HaMelachim Noadu, Averu Yahdav. הם מראו כן תמהו, נבהלו נחפזו. רעדה אחזתם שם, חיל כיולדה. ברוח קדים תשבר אוניות תרשיש. כאשר שמענו כן ראינו, בעיר אדוני צבאות בעיר אלוהינו. אלוהים יכונניה עד עולם סלע. דימינו אלוהים חסדך בקרב היכלך. כשמך אלוהים בן תהילתך על כת וארץ, צדק מלאה ימיניך. ישמח הר ציון, תגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך. שובו ציון והקיפוה, ספרו מגדליה. שיתו לבכם לחלה, פסגו ארמנותיה, למען תספרו לדור אחרון, כי זה אלוהים אלוהינו עולם ועד, הוא ינהגנו על מות.
Here for Rosh Hashanah, Rosh, the head, Hashanah, the year, Ha, definite article, the, Shana, the year. So here in the lunar solar cycle, we have September 11th, right, on the solar calendar for the Ethiopian New Year, Kingdom of God year. And what's interesting when we look at the wheel and the wheel, right, the wheel and the wheel, the solar and the lunar, usually it's either 2 weeks, sometimes it's 2 weeks before. Right, the lunar, speaking about the Judaic, the lunar calendar, the new year, because the sun and the moon, as they move at different, you could say, cycles, so to speak, you know. But here we have it 2 weeks after, 2 Shavuos after. So here we fulfill the solar and the lunar, like the bride and the bridegroom, or the bridegroom and the bride. But here for Rosh Hashanah day one. Right, day one corresponds here in the season with the first day, the Ehud, known as the Ehud in the Amharic from the Ethiopic, and the Yom HaRishon, the first day called Sunday in the Gregorian. So here we're at the second day of the Shavuot and also at the second day of Rosh Hashanah. So the readings, I'm going to write up the readings and feedings right here, the Torah reading, Genesis Bereshis, Genesis chapter 21. Verses 1 to 34. The fire key offering from Numbers chapter 29, verses 1 to 6. The Haftarah, right, for day 1, 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 1, focus verses 1 to 2 Samuel chapter 10. The Brit Chadasha, the renewed covenant reading, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, focus verses 13 to 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 54. Those are the readings appointed for day one, Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, the head of the Judaic, the civil new year. So what we have is a civil new year beginning, Judaically, Hebraically, in this time of this season, corresponding to the Day of Trumpets that we find in Leviticus chapter 23 at verse 23 to verse 25 for the Torah groundation there. And here this opens up what is known as the third of the Shalosh HaRegalim, or the Pilgrim Festival. Three times in the year, HaTorah says to all the males of Israel, appear in the place that Yahuwah, that Jehovah has set his name. Now the connection even right there with that word sound is connected with the Ark and the Ark of the Covenant. So we're speaking from the time of the Second Temple in Jerusalem to this very time in the African Zion. But here, reading for day two of Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, we have chapter 22. So day one is chapter 21. Day two is chapter 22. Now, people might say, oh, there's two New Year's Day. No, because there is a kind of strict discipline, right, to the time, right? As it says that the beast system will seek to change times and laws. So we know that the earth, this earthly plane, is a double arches. So when it's like, say, the day over in the east, right, it comes like the next day over in the west. So we have the day one, like in the land, in the promised land, from the river of Ethiopia, the river of Egypt, to the river Euphrates. And here, I and I in the diaspora, right, we have the day two. We have this extra day, so to speak. But these are two readings here. We have for day two, Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 to verse 24. And the fire key offering reading, the same as day one, Numbers chapter 29, verses 1 to 6. The Haftarah, the prophet's reading for day two of the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. We have Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 1 to 19, and the Brit Hadasha, the Hadish Kidan reading, New Covenant reading, remains the same. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 13 to verse 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 54. Just a little note here, even those readings there hopefully will bring out the connection, right, from what's called the Old Testament to the New Testament concerning the significance of the trumpets, or more accurately, the ram's horn or the shofar. So we have the Torah reading and feeding for day one, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It's all about the birth of Yitzhak, of Isaac. As it says, the seed shall be called in Yitzhak. What does Yitzhak mean? Isaac means he laughed. Remind me of what one of I and I, Rastafari proclaimers, Barana Selassie, and others have said. They got rumor, we got humor. And that reminds me of the psalm that says that Yahuwah, right, he laughs in the heavens, the higher heights, he laughs because he has the enemies in derision. So that laughs, the laugh, just the significance. When it says the seed, Jah seed, the people, right, the iritical spiritual, the seed people shall be called in Yitzhak, in Isaac. So we have the birth of Yitzhak, pointing to the birth of the seed people, even according to the new name, the precious name, Rastafari. Now, the Torah portion reading and feeding for the second day is what is known as the Akedah. Akedah is the binding in the Hebrew. From a Hebraic Torah perspective, other people will call it a sacrifice, but we read and study, there was no sacrifice, but there was the Akedah, the binding, as a covenant, a contract, they might say, is binding. So we have the binding of Yitzhak. Both readings and feedings, they foreshadow the great Seha Elohim, the great Lamb of the Almighty Power, the Bega Egeziavihara. Now the Musaf, the additional service, it includes many times the extra benedictions, words, sounds, and powers that is added to the normal Amida, the normal standing prayer, because this is a high holiday. So we're coming into the high holidays. We're in the high holiday, Isla Day season, emphasizing Ha'el, Ha'el, the Almighty, his kingship, the remembrance, remembering I and I days, and the call of the shofar, the ram's horn, to usher in the messianic kingdom. upon this earthly plane in the end of the times of the Gentiles. Now, connected with the season is the theme of the Yom HaDin. What is the Yom HaDin? Yom in the Hebrew is the word for day, right? Interestingly enough, in the Ethiopic, that's the same word for day, Yom. The Yom or Yawam, as some may say, but the Yom HaDin, the day of the judgment. So what do we have here? According to the tribe and tradition on Rosh Hashanah, a.k.a. Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets, the destiny of Hatzadikim, the destiny of the righteous, the Tzadikim, are written in the Sefer HaChaim, in the Book of Life, in the Sefer, the Cipher, the Sefer, Sefer HaChaim. And the destiny of HaRishaim, of the ratchet, of the defiant ones, the Rishaim, they are written in the Sefer HaMavet, Sefer HaMavet, in the Book of Mot, in the Book of Death. However, for most people, they will not be inscribed in either either book, in either the Sefer HaChaim, the Book of Life, or the Sefer HaMavet, Sefer HaMavet, the Book of Death. But they will have 10 days until the sixth of the seven appointed feasts, appointments of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, as mentioned in Leviticus and recorded in Leviticus chapter 23. And the sixth is Yom HaKippuri. So when we come to the fifth, sixth, and seventh, we're coming to the end of the year. We're coming to the latter harvest, you know, at the end of the year, in the seventh month, in the seventh moon, even right here, here, here. So most people will not be inscribed in either book. In the Book of the Lives or the Living Ones, HaHayim, or in the Book of HaMawet, HaMot, or modern Hebrew, HaMavet, of the dead. But they will have 10 days. This reminds I and I of Revelation. Revelation says, and ye and y'all shall be tried 10 days. So we have the 10 days from the day of trumpets, from the day of the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn, to the day of the coverings, Yom HaKippurim, to do teshuvah, to repent, to make that turn from the stray way, to make those adjustments in their lives and liberties and their way of thinking, to think different. You know, if they're thinking contrary to Yahweh, to think different about Yahweh, truth, and life, and to make those adjustments before the judgment, to do teshuvah, in the Hebrew, teshuvah, to repent, literally to turn, right? Turn to that 180 from the straight way to Yahweh before the sealing, like seal up, we say seal up, selah, seal up before the sealing of the fate. Now, Ori Yom, right, on Yom HaKippurim, everyone's name. So according to ancient tradition and ancient teaching, we have the warning, the day of trumpets, the day of the ram's horn, right, ring the alarm, blow the shofar, that warning, right? And then we have the 10 days, proverbially speaking, to get I and I a ritual house, you know, in order, right, to make those adjustments before, we could say, like the day of judgment, the Yom HaDin, right? But it's on the Yom HaKippurim that other Yehudi call Yom Kippur. And we've spoken about this, but speak about this quickly again. It's not really Yom Kippur. That's a kind of a, that's, I want to say watered down. It's badly abbreviated because in Hebrew it would mean the day of a atonement. Well, the significance of the day, according to the Hebrews, Yom HaKippurim, the day of the coverings, right? The coverings. It's almost a divine assurance policy for Jah people. So it's on the Yom HaKippurim that everyone, everybody's name, everybody's Shem, Shemot, will be sealed in one of the books. As Ayah Bingi Chan, is your name written there, right? For our name to be written in the Sefer HaChaim. But it's on the Yom HaKippurim that everyone's name will be sealed in one of the books. The 10 days between the Yom Teruah, the day of trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, the day of the at one man, Tau, the cross, the finding of the true cross, are therefore called the Aseret Yimei Teshuvah. Aseret, the 10 Yimei days of Teshuvah, the 10 days of repentance. It's called that because it is thought that personal repentance, personal teshuva, making those adjustments before the judgment, right? During this time, this Iowa, it affects the divine, the Ivine decrees for the coming year, for the coming Shana. So this is also why we say Lishana Tova, Lishana Tovaba, Lishana Tova Umetuka. For a good and a sweet year, you know, our greeting one to the other. So we had the sixth month, the month of Elul, called Elul, the sixth month, and the season, the reason for the season of Teshuvah, Teshuvah, of making that turn, making that change, making that adjustment. So for Messianic Yehudim, believers, Jews, Yehudi, right, I maintain that Judgment Day has come. So for I and I who are, say, Messianic, or ones who say true Christianos, true Christians, right, true believers in the anointed, I maintain that the Yom Hadin, the Day of Judgment, has come. It's appointed once, right, for a man to die, and then there's a judgment, has come, and justice was served, right, through the sacrificial offering of Yahuwah, of Jehovah's word, become flesh in the person of Rabbeinu Yeshua HaNotri, for Yisrael's Chatiyat Akari, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. He, therefore, is the perfect fulfillment of the Akedah, the binding of Yitzhak. Our names, Shemot, are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, in the Sefer HaChayim. Here we point to the Chazon Yohanan, to the vision, Yohannes Rai, the vision of John, known as Revelations chapter 13, verse 8. We do not, amen, admit as true, right? Amen, amen, believe, in other words, or credit, that we, that I and I, are made acceptable in Ha'ilahim, in the Almighty Power's sight, by means of our own works of so-called righteousness. Pointing to Titus chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. But that does not, at the very same time, excuse us, I and I, from being without such works. So it's not our works of righteousness that make I and I acceptable, but neither is that an excuse to be without such works of righteousness, because those works of righteousness of tzedek, ascetic, sadaka, is the fruit, the manifestation of the fruit of the Ruach HaKadosh, of the Holy Spirit, of the Ayla Irit, in I and I lives, in I and I liberty. Now the scriptures, they clearly warn that on the Yom Hadin, the Day of Judgment, as we mentioned before, there's the word Din from Dan in Hebrew, and then we have Shafat, as in Mishpat, as in Jehoshaphat, for example, two relative words that are often translated as judgment. But more specifically, by getting to the HP of the Hebrew, the Deen from Dan is more that execution. The Shafat, right, is the weighing according to HaTorah. And then after the sentence, right, has come forward, then we have the Deen. We have that execution. So they say the Day of Judgment, but from the Hebrew, the Yom Hadin is like that day upon which now we have the rolling out of what has already been judged and decided, the execution of judgment to come. So the scripture clearly warns that on the Yom Hadin to come, anyone's name not found written in the Sefer HaChayim, in the cipher of life, of liberty, will be thrown, cast, or thrown into the lake of Aish, Issat, fire, according to Revelation chapter 20, verse 15. Moreover, professing Meshachawian, Christianos, Christians, believers, true believers in the Messiah, will stand, all rise, will stand. Notice the Torah portion that's always read before the Yom Teruah, the Rosh Hashanah, is the 51st. And that's Mitzabim, one standing. So professing Christians, Messianics, right, will stand before the throne of judgment to account for their lives and their liberty. This here is bringing out 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. And quote, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire. And Ha'esh, the Issat, the fire, shall try every man's work, every man's walk, of what sort it is. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13. Life, Chayim, right? Hewet, life is an examination, a test, and every moment is irrepeatable and precious. Every careless word that we, that I and I utter, will be echoed on the day of judgment on the Yom Hadin. Here, bringing into exhibit Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 to 37. I and I future Yom Hadin, I and I future day of judgment, is being decided Hayom, today. The spring festivals. What are the spring festivals? We have Pesach, Passover. We have first fruits. And we have Shavuot, Passover, the Bikurim, and the Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, have been perfectly fulfilled in the first advent, the first coming, the first advent of Ha'adon, Yeshua, as Moshiach, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, as Moshiach Ben Yosef, Messiah, son of Joseph. And the fall festivals, we have Teruah, corresponding to the Rosh Hashanah. We have Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. And we have Sukkot, we have tabernacles. We have booths, we have huts. This will be fulfilled in the second advent, the second coming, the second advent of the Almighty as Moshiach Ben David. So the second advent, the first advent, Moshiach, the Messiah, Christos, in the Koine Greek, Christ, anointed, Ben Yosef, son of Joseph, first advent. Second advent, second coming, Moshiach, Messiah, anointed, Christos, even Christ in his kingly character, Ben David, son of David, son of David. And here, this is why we like to share this word sound right here. So important, because many are called. It's how we choose or refuse.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
So we have the two advents, and for further study up on the two advents from some of our Ethiopic and from the ancient Judeo-Christian manuscripts, the book of the Ethiopic Book of Enoch, point of reference there, speaks of the first and the second advents. and this was known to, we say, even the pre-New Testament Yehudi, Jews, Judahites. And this is why we have this in the New Testament concerning the first and the second advents, the first and the second comings of Moshiach. First coming, Moshiach ben Yosef, corresponding to the spring feast and festivals, the three of them. We have Passover, first fruits, right, and Shavuot, right? Passover, first fruits, well, of course, Passover also includes the days of unleavened bread. We have Passover, the days of unleavened bread, first fruits, and Shavuot, the feast of weeks, that's known as the harvest. And the New Testament is called Pentecost, because the Shabbat Torah direction, the Shavuot direction instruction that we find in Leviticus chapter 23, it says, after we offer that first fruit, right, the first fruit, and therefore in the New Testament where it speaks of Moshiach, Yeshua, as that first fruit of those that rise and resurrect from the dead, that is correspond with that fulfillment of the resurrection. But we have the Passover, we have the days of unleavened bread, we have first fruits, and then from first fruits, we are to count seven Shabbats, seven Sabbaths complete, and then on the morrow, right, after the seventh Sabbath. So the morrow after the Sabbath, the Shabbat, we know in the Gregorian as, you know, the day is the 12 hours, what's known as the Saturday. So we're commanded to count seven Shabbats complete, and then on the morrow, which is the next day after the seventh Shabbat, this is when Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Harvest, will take place. So this tells us a few things. This tells us that there are observances and were observances, right, even commanded to be observed on the first day, a.k.a. what ones and ones called in the Gregorian Sunday. And in fact, the Shavuot proves that. We see some memes from some of our, you know, very zealous Israelite, you know, brothers and family. Said there's no, you know, there's no worship on Sunday. Well, I don't know what you mean, worship in that sense, but there is appointments to be kept on the first day. So we'll agree we don't use the name Sunday, but the first day, the Yom HaRishon, and our example of proof is harvest. For the harvest, the Shavuot, we're commanded to count seven Shabbat complete. That means from the first day to the Shabbat day is the seventh day, the Shavuah, and then the Shavuah is the week, seven, from the Shabbat, seven, Shavuah, the week of 7 days, seven times seven, the two sevens clash, 49 days, and then on the morrow, right after the seventh Shabbat is Shavuot. This is why it's known as weeks. In other words, we're counting seven, seven times seven. Two sevens clash, 49, plus the one day, the next day, that's the 50th day. This is why in the New Testament they call it in the Greek, Pentecost. So in the first advent, the spring festival is fulfilled in the person of Yeshua, right? Ha'adon Adonenu Yeshua as Moshiach ben Yosef. Then we have the fall festivals, right? Or the autumnal festivals here at the end of the ecclesiastical, the Hebrew churchical year. We have Teruah, trumpets, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, and the in-gathering to dwell in tabernacles, booths, huts. We have Sukkot, right? This is fulfilled in the second advent, even in Christ and his kingly character, in the Moshiach, Ben David, the Messiah, son of David. Since the first advent fulfilled all of the spring Mo'edim. In the Hebrew, we refer to the feasts or festivals as the Mo'ed. Mo'ed is an appointment, right? Appointed time, appointed space, right? Appointed place, the Mo'edim, the appointments, right? To the smallest detail, they were fulfilled. And thus we have the testimony, when we are able to read it Hebraically, of the Brit Chadasha called the New Testament or the Gospels. And we amen that the second advent, this portends to the similar fulfillment as revealed in the fall Mo'edim. So we count it on the calendar when we have Passover, that's the first moon, Abib. Then we go through the 7 months. We come here to the fulfillment, right, of the churchical, the gathering, the churchical in season year with the appointments, the last of the three, right? And prophetically, this is fulfilled even in Christ, Moshiach, in his kingly character. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David. Weep not, behold, Kedemawi Halasalase, right, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So after the summer harvest, we have the summer harvest that corresponds with the Shavuot, with weeks, Feast of Weeks, a.k.a. Pentecost, 50th day, according to John chapter 4, verse 35. The very first, right, the very first of the autumnal, a.k.a. the fall festivals in the Judaic, the Hebraic calendar, is Yom Teruah, is the day of the blast, the day of the blowing of the shofar. This is a picture. What is this a picture of? So right here for this season, this time, the Yom Teruah, according to HaTorah, that corresponds to what we refer to as Rosh Hashanah. But we put the Torah firstly and foremostly, right? The Yom Teruah, the day of the blast, the day of the trumpets. This is a picture, a word picture of the, quote, catching away. Now, not to get into all this, you know, counterfeit Christian version or perversion of the rapture, right? But in the true sense, this is the catching away, the catching away, the Yom Teruah. That's why I said it could be the first trumpet, might as well be the last. This is a picture of the catching away of the Kalat Mashiach. Who is, what is, and who is the Kalat? Kalat is bride in the Hebrew. Kalat, Kalat Moshiach. Kalat Moshiach is the bride of Messiah for the time of the Sheva Berachot, the 7 days. Sheva Berachot, the 7 days of Baraka, the 7 days of word, sound, power, prosperity, increase of Baraka that follows the traditional Hebraic Judaic, the traditional marriage ceremony. Following the traditional marriage ceremony, there's what's known as the Sheva Berachot, which is the 7 days of Baraka, the 7 days of blessing. Then will come the great tribulation, the great trial, the great tribulation that will try all those who dwell on this earthly plane of consciousness. And Yom Adonai, the day of Ha'adawan, the day of the sovereign, the day of the, quote, Lord, end quote. The heavenly shofar, the heavenly ram's horn, the blast heard at Har Sinai, at Mount Sinai, will be reissued, will come again, but this time from Zion, from Har Zion, from Mount Zion. First will be gathered together, those who follow HaMoshiach, those who follow HaMoshiach, Yeshua, those declared, right, to be Tzadikim, of those who follow the King of Kings Christ, HaMoshiach, Yeshua, Jesus Christos. Those are those who we declared Tzadikim, declared Tzadikan, righteous ones. Why? Because they trust, they credit, they admit the Yea and Amen in the merit of HaAdon Yeshua and his sacrifice. And then HaEl, HaEl, HaElahim, the Almighty Power's war. After that, then comes Almighty Power's war against HaSatan, against the Satan, against the adversaries, the adversities, the adversarial mind and men and people and in spirits. And the world system will begin, culminating in the long-awaited coronation of the King of Kings, the King of Kings, the Melech Malke HaMelaki. This is how it's translated. We refer to the Melech, the King, right? Malke, my, the King of the Kings, the King who is the King of the Kings, the Melech Malkei HaMelechim, the Negus, Negusa Neges, the King of the Kings. What's interesting is here the season, the reason for the season, because we know November, right, that fulfillment of the Moshiach and the second advent, Christ in the second advent, the second advention, the person of Kenamawi Haile Selassie. We know that we have November 2nd. So look at the season. Look at the reason for the season right here. Right? What is and what has been prophesied according to HaTorah and the prophet's revelation to be the sequence of events in the fulfillment of times, the end times of the Gentiles, of the nation states, how the coronation, right, of the king, who is the King of Kings, occurs after all of this. So usually when we look at when Yom Teruah and Shavuot, you know, rather when Sukkot, right, occurs, in other words, the whole feast is often referred to as the first one, it's known as Passover, right, even though the first of the appointment, the three in that season is Passover properly, but the whole season is often called Pesach, right? That includes Passover, the days of unleavened bread, and first fruits. The fall festival also is known overall as Tabernacles. So the Yom Teruah, the Day of Trumpets, is initiating this tabernacle season. But before that, we have to deal with the Day of the Atonement and deal with the judgment. So what we get to see within the Torah type of the holy, the Isle of Days, the holy days, is also the macro, right? The micro, in a sense, of the macro. In other words, we get the template from the holy day for the prophecy of the judgment that we see. So when people talk about the prophecy, right, we can see clearly the prophecies in the New Testament as they are witnessed, they perfectly embed within the Hebrew and the holy, right, within the Torah type, right? Rosh Hashanah, or better, Yom Teruah, the Day of the Trumpets, is therefore a sacred time, a sacred Iowa, that has prophetic significance for messianic believers, you know, called chosen faithful Christians, or those who believe in the Messiah, or as I and I call chosen faithful Rastafari, say the King of Kings Christ, the Christ, the Jesus Christos that Kenamawi Haile Selassie testifies to. Since it commemorates both the creation, this time, Yom Teruah, a.k.a. Rosh Hashanah, it commemorates, it's like a memorial, both the creation of humanity by Adonai, as well as the, quote, calling up, right, of the new creation at the behest of Adonai Yeshua, the King of Kings Christ, when the sound of the heavenly, the higher shofar, initiates the anticipated end of days, a.k.a. the end of the times of the Gentiles, this present system or system of things. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 54, as well as 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 to verse 18. Indeed, in word, sound, power, and indeed, Teruah is a calling up. Come up higher, go up higher heights. A calling up signal for those who belong to HaMoshiach, those who belong to the King of Kings Christ. Sounded during the opening. This is sounded during the opening of the, quote, gate to the wedding. The gate to the wedding of the great Lamb of Hailahim, the Lamb of the Almighty Power. It also prefigures the coming day of Yahweh, of Jehovah, and the great tribulation period that marks Hailahim, the Almighty Power's judgment on a unbelieving, a discrediting, right, world, flesh, and satanic sakura. So here, as we, according to the tribe, say, may I and I be written, or inscribed in the Book of Life for a good year, and our sovereign, Yeshua, the Messiah. Leshana Tova, Tikatevu, Ba'adonenu, Yeshua HaMoshiach. May you, may I, and may I and I be inscribed, be written in the Book of Life for a good Shana, a good cycle, a good year. Ba'adonenu, Yeshua HaMoshiach. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
The shofar, ring the alarm. Hear, hear, listen to the shofar here, but overstand the word, the sound. Overstand the sound of the shofar. So the custom of blowing the shofar, the ram's horn, is the first blow, the first blast is the tekiah. It's a long single blast. This long single blast of the shofar is the sound of the king's Hamelech, Negus, even Negus and Neges, coronation. This is followed by the Shabarim, the breakers, the three short wailer, whale-like blast. This signifies teshuvah, repentance, followed by teruah. Teruah is a several short blasts of alarm intended to awaken her nefesh, to awaken her, to awaken the soul in I, and to close with the tekiah ha-gadol. The tekiah ha-gadol, a long final blast. So here, 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 Shema Yisrael, the sound of the shofar. So here, here, just going over the reading again for day one and segue into day two reading right here on the Ear and the Eye with Shema Yisrael. Here, here, here. And here, here for Yom Teruah, day one, Rosh Hashanah, day one right here. Genesis chapter 21, verses 1 to 34. Hear, 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 dub wise on Raise Your Voice, dub, Sister Aisha. Yes, I, Rastafari, Shema Yisrael.
Chapter 21. And the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. For Sarah conceived, and bare Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son that was born unto him, whom Sarah bare to him, Isaac. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac, being 8 days old, as God had commanded him. And Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God hath made me to laugh, so that all that hear will laugh with me. And she said,
Who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? For I have borne him a son in his old age. And the child grew and was weaned, and Abraham made a great feast the same day that Isaac was weaned. And Sarah saw the son of Hagar the Egyptian, which she had borne unto Abraham, mocking. Wherefore she said unto Abraham, Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of this bondwoman shall not be heir with my son, even with Isaac. And the thing was very grievous in Abraham's sight because of his son. And God said unto Abraham, Let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the lad and because of thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And also of the son of the bondwoman will I make a nation, because he is thy seed. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave it unto Hagar, putting it on her shoulder, and the child, and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba, and the water was spent in the bottle. And she cast the child under one of the shrubs, and she went and sat her down over against him a good way off, as it were a bow shot. For she said, Let me not see the death of the child. And she sat over against him, and lifted up her voice, and wept. And God heard the voice of the lad. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Arise, lift up the lad and hold him in thine hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad drink. And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took him a wife out of the land of Egypt. And it came to pass at that time that Abimelech and Phicol, the chief captain of his host, spake unto Abraham, saying, God is with thee in all that thou doest. Now therefore, swear unto me here by God that thou wilt not deal falsely with me, nor with my son, nor with my son's son, but according to the kindness that I have done unto thee, thou shalt do unto me and to the land wherein thou hast sojourned. And Abraham said, I will swear. And Abraham reproved Abimelech because of a well of water which Abimelech's servants had violently taken away. And Abimelech said, I wot not who hath done this thing. Neither didst thou tell me, neither yet heard I of it, but today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen and gave them unto Abimelech, and both of them made a covenant. And Abraham set 7 ewe lambs of the flock by themselves. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, What mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set by themselves? And he said, For these 7 ewe lambs shalt thou take of my hand, that they may be a witness unto me that I have digged this well. Wherefore he called that place Beersheba, because there they swear, both of them. Thus they made a covenant at Beersheba. Then Abimelech rose up, and Phicol the chief captain of his host, and they returned into the land of the Philistines. And Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and called there on the name of the Lord, the everlasting God. And Abraham sojourned in the Philistines' land many days, 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 many days.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
And here for day one, reading for day one and day two, but day one right here, 1 Samuel chapter 1 to chapter 2, verse 10, Shema Yisrael, hear this.
Book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1. Verses 1 to chapter 2, verse 10. Verse 10. That's a ma'ah, we're going to let Professor Caduce a hard deal. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim, Zophim, of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the Bain Ha Yeraham, the Bain Ha Elihu, the Bain Ha Tohu, the Bain Ha Zoph. and he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Penina. And Penina had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice the Yahweh's of Baot, Muruku, and Shiloh. And the two sons of Elah, Hophni and Phinehas, the priest of Yahweh, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Penina, his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters, portions. But to Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but Yahweh had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because Yahweh had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of Yahweh, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah arose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of Yahweh, Buruku. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to Yahweh and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Yahweh Zebaot, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but wilt give to thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him to Yahweh all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before Yahweh, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart only, her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said to her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from me. And Hannah answered and said, no, my master, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunken neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before Yahweh. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hereto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the Elohim of Israel grant thee that petition that thou hast answered of him. And she said, let thine handmaid find favor in thy sight. For the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before Yahweh, and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and Yahweh remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have answered him of Yahweh. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to Yahweh the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said to her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him that he may appear before Yahweh, and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, do what seemeth thee good. Tarry until thou have weaned him, only Yahweh establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him to the house of Yahweh in Shiloh. And the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my master, as thou soul liveth, my master, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying to Yahweh. For this child I prayed, and Yahweh have given me my petition, which I answered of him. Therefore also I have lent him to Yahweh. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to Yahweh. And he worshipped Yahweh there. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. Verse 10. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in Yahweh. My horn is exalted in the upward. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as Yahweh, Puruku, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our Elohim. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth, for Yahweh is an El of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren have borne seven, and she that have many children is waxed feeble. Yahweh killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. Yahweh maketh poor and maketh rich. He bringeth low and lifteth up. He raiseth up the poor out of the dust and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are Yahweh's, and he hath set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of the saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness. For by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of Yahweh shall be broken to pieces. Out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. Yahweh Buruku shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength to his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. Sumi ikizi abehera. Amen. Kebole kwalu, kebole demsu, kebole hailu, kebole ketamawe hale selasi. Glory to him, word, sound, and power. Ja Rastafari.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai
Echad. Interesting right here, you hear the readings for day one regarding Sarah, who was barren in birth, and that child that she conceived and gave birth, and also with Hannah as well in the first Shemuel, first and second Shemuel chapter 2 verse 10 reading right there. But here to the Brit Hadasha reading here, day one, day two coming forward a little bit after this right here. Here on the ear and in the eyelid. Yes, I, Lashana Tova.
Here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, here, O Israel. Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan, renewed covenant reading for Rosh Hashanah, head of the year, Yom Teruah, the day of blowing of the trumpet. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18, and 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51 through 54. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habain, Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 through 18. Ve'al debar hayishenim achai lo nikached mikem debar lema'an lo teatzpu ka'acherim asher ein lahem tikwa ki im na'amin asher meit yeshua v'yachi kein yabia ha'elohim gam et hayishenim be'yeshua ito ki et zot nomar lakem bidbar Yahweh ki anachnu ha-chayim hanotarim Ad bo ha adon lo nikadim et hayishenim ki ha adon hu yerid min hashemayim b'terua b'kol sar hamalakim ub shofar Elohim waz yakumu rishona hametim ba Mashiach acharei kein anachnu hachayim hanotarim milakach Itam Yachtau Ba'ananim Lekrat Ha'adon La'awir Bubekein Nehye Tamid Im Ha'adon La'kein Nachamu Zeh Et Zeh Badbarim Ha'eleh But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them that are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others, that have no hope. For if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, even so them also that sleep in Yeshua will Elohim bring with him. For this we say to you by the word of Yahweh, that we that are alive and remain to the coming of Ha'adon shall not prevent them that are asleep. For Ha'adon himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of Elohim, and the dead in Mashiach, the dead in Christ, shall rise first. Then we that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds, to meet Ha'adon in the air. And so shall we ever be with Ha'adon. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. First Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 51 through 54. All believers will not die. Hine sod agale lakem. Anachnu lo kulanu neishan hamavet abal kulanu nitchalaf berega echad ke heref ein kikoa hashofar haacharon ki yitkaa bashofar wehametim yechyu bli kilayon wa anachnu nitchalaf ki ma sheata sofo the kilayon yilbash al kilayon uma sheata sofo lamut yilbash al mawet uma sheata sofo le kilayon kishilbash al kilayon uma sheata sofo le mawet kishilbash al mawet az yabo dabar hakatu bula hamawet la nitzach. Behold, I shew you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trump shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. The final victory over death. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Kalu, Kabrula Dimtu, Kabrula Chailu, Kabrula Katamawi, Chaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
And this very important thing. Now he says it's touching the dead that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
Yes, I. Before we ride out with day two right here, you're here on day two. I'd like to share this brief reasoning from the Amidah on the Old Testament or the Hebrew Torah, the Hebrew Bible foundation of the doctrine of resurrection. Who quickeneth the dead, who giveth life to the dead, resurrection. There's a reasoning right here.
It's Rastafari sabbatical Seder, Rastafari sabbatical order right here. We
are ye not as children of Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel, are ye not as children of Ethiopians unto me? Are ye not as children of Ethiopians unto me? O children of Israel,
said
the Lord.
So here for the 29th sabbatical study here on the After the Shabbat podcast right here, this Rastafari sabbatical Seder, Rastafari sabbatical order right here. We have, interesting, we have right here, Acharei Mot, after the death of the two sons of Aaron. Here we pick up with our Torah readings and feedings here after Pesach, after Passover, after the Isla days, the high holidays, right here. We resume our regularly scheduled Torah readings and feedings, and here we have the 29th Acharei Mot, which the basic meaning is after the death of the two sons of Aharon. But what's brought forward here is Yom HaKippurim, as well as the proper order for the anointed, the Moshiach, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and the priest to enter in to the tabernacle. So we're still here in the scene here is the first worship service amongst the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, as well as the tabernacle. The tabernacle is being initiated right here. So we're continuing in the directions and instructions of Torot and here in HaTorah. Just a note right there, the Amidah, that you heard just previously, was the basic Amidah. What is the Amidah? The Amidah is the standing prayer. The basic standing prayer. Now, in the basic standing prayer, which cites and references various areas of the scripts and the scripture, there's a particular passage right here that we like to just zoom in and emphasize, because the themes right here with Pesach, Fasica, Passover, the unleavened bread, days of unleavened bread, the Chag HaMatzot, as well as with the Bikurim. Now, Bikurim, which is first fruits, here is the link with the new covenant, the Brit Hadasha, and the resurrection, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the high priest, and I and I in the new covenant, that kingdom of the priesthood, that set apart nation, that fulfillment of John's intention from the very beginning. So you can scroll to like Exodus chapter 19, roughly round about there, and you'll find where John says that Yisrael is supposed to be a kingdom of the priesthood and a kadosh goy. But here in the Amidah, just to zoom in right here, we'll see to go through it, you know, part by part, right, you know, or passage by passage. But this passage right here where it says, it reads, O King, helper, savior, and shield. Blessed art thou, O Lord, the shield of Abraham. Thou, O Lord, art mighty forever. Thou quickenest the dead. thou art mighty to save. Zooming in on that passage right there, quickeness the dead. Some might have the impression that the idea of resurrection, you know, I've even heard and saw some pseudo-documentaries and other things out there that says, well, you know, the Jews, and when they say that to imply the Hebrews, the Israelites, the Old Testament, you know, the Torah, right, they often call everyone Jew, but actually in the scripts we know that Jew come from Yehuda, Judah, one of the tribes of Israel. But anyway, they would say that, you know, there's no resurrection. This is a New Testament. This is a so-called Christian concept or idea. Well, how interesting. In our standing prayer, this is what it said. O King, helper, Savior, and shield, blessed art thou, O Lord, the shield of Abraham. Thou, O Lord, art mighty to save. Thou quickenest, thou givest life. Right? Quickenest. You might come across that phrase in the Old King Jamesian, right, English. Quickenest. To be quick and not just be fast, but giveth life. Reviveth the dead. Giveth life to the dead. Thou art mighty to save. So here in the Hebrew, Melech, Ozir. Moshiach, Magain, Melech, King, Ozir, helper, and Moshiach, Savior, Mashiach is Messiah. It sounds similar somewhat from a Western Gentile ear, but Moshiach, Savior, and Gain, and Shield, Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Magain, Avraham, Baruch, blessed, Ata, the I, male, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, Baruch, Baruch Hashem, Magain, shield, Avraham, shield of Abraham, Ata, Gibor, Ata, the I, male, Gibor. Now, Gibor is also very interesting because some would bring that out and say, oh, Gibor in the Hebrew is giants. Well, yeah, some of the giants were referred to as Gibor, but Gibor actually means mighty. Gibor, mighty. Gibor, similar to the Ethiopic sense when we get to the root, the etymology of Gebra. Gebra, but Gibor, Ata Gibor, the I is mighty, Le'olam, forever, Le'olam. Ata Gibor, Le'olam, Adonai, Mechaye, Chaya, Chai is life, Chai, life, Chaya, we have Chayim. Here we have Mechaye, the one who causes to live, Mechaye. May team the dead. And here this Torah reading and feeding, Ahare Mot, after the Mot, after the death of the two sons of Aharon. Here we have in the Amidah, Adonai Gibor Le'olam Adonai. Slika. Ata Gibor Le'olam Adonai Mechaye Meitim. Ata Rab Le'hoshia. Ata, the I, male, speaking directly to the king, the king of kings. Ata Rab. Rab, like you say, Rabbi, Rab here. In this sense right here, it means like nuff, we say like nuff, rab, like nuff, like much, nuff. Ata, the I, rab, the I, nuff, the I, much, rab, li hoshia, to save, thou art mighty. So the sense doesn't even come on the translation so much, but thou art mighty, thou art mighty to save, thou, like nuff, the I is nuff to save. So here, and then in the next passage it says, thou sustainest the living with loving kindness, quickenest the dead. So the passage after that passage, the I, speaking to Hashem, speaking to he who be, we be, the Almighty, thou sustainest the living with loving kindness, quickenest, giveth life, livest, in that sense, the dead, lively up the dead, quickenest the dead with great mercy, supportest the falling, healest the sick, loosest the bound, and keepest thy faith to them that sleep in the dust. This right here resonates with Ayabingi, with the credo, the Rastafari credo. Hungry be fed, naked clothed. Yes? So right here, thou sustainest the living with loving kindness, quickness, givest life to the dead with great mercy. Supportest the falling, healest the sick, loosest the bound, and keepest thy faith to them that sleep in the dust. Who is like to the eye, Lord of mighty acts, and who resembleth thee, O King, who killeth and quickeneth, who killeth and causes to live, and causes salvation to spring forth. So here, this is like the opening area, the opening, you see, this will be the first, about second and third passages of the standing prayer, just to emphasize the ancient Hebraic, Israelite, and even Judaic sense of resurrection. So when ones and ones say, oh, resurrection, this is a New Testament thing, or Rovenu, I and I Rabbi, who they call Jesus, they'll say, oh, well, he introduced this. This is something new. No, he was affirming that which is true. So here, the second passage here. Mekalkel Chayi, the one who sustains the Chayi, right? Sustains the living. Chesed, one of the attributes of Yahweh, he who be, who he be. Chesed, loving kindness. Chesed, mercy. Mekalkel Chayi, Bechesed. Mechaye, Meitim. There that goes again, the Mechaye. He who be, who he be, who he be. He be the Mechaye, Meitim. He be the one who causes the dead to live. Mechaye, giveth life to the Meitim. Bit Rachemim. With great mercy. Rachem. The Rechem is the womb. You know, like a woman's womb. So Rechem, because it has a sense in the word, the root word, a sense of yielding. Bit Rachemim. So even in he who be who he be, we get to see even that maternal attribute. Remember in the beginning, he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and male and female, he created them. So he who be who he be our father, he be our mother, he be the source. Mekalkel chayim abechesed, mechaye metim aberachemim, rabim somek, noflim, we rofe, cholim, ua, metir, u metir, asurim, ua, mekayem, emunato, lia shenei, afar. Okay, that part right there about those who sleep in the dust right there. So part that we were just trying to, some part, sometime in the print, some of the print doesn't come out as well printed, but this part, support is the falling right here. Right, support is the falling, heal is the sick, loose is the bound, keep is thy faith. This part here, keep is thy faith. He keep is thy faith. Ua mik ayem emunato. He keep is thy faith. Here it says his faith. Keep is the faith, the faithfulness. Lia shene afar, to those sleeping in the afar. Who, me, kamo ka, who is like to the eye? Me in Hebrew, me is who? Ka, like. Moka ka moka, who is like the ka, who is like the I. Who is like the I, Lord of mighty acts, and who resembleth the I, O King, who killeth and quickeneth. Let's scroll to that part right here. Mi kamoka ba al giborot umi dome resembleth lak the I, melek, king, O King, O King. May meet, who killeth, may meet, who dead is on, may meet, u mechaye. So we have the may meet, u and mechaye, who dead is on and who quickeneth. So once again, just to zoom in on the idea that when we talk about resurrection, right, the resurrection idea Hebraically is from the very beginning, and causes salvation to spring forth. U matzmiach, Yeshua, u and matzmiach, causing to spring forth, the sense of causing to bud. U matzmiach, causing to bud, to branch forward. U matzmiach, Yeshua. Last portion right here, the next part right here says, yea, faithful art thou to quicken the dead. So we see this emphasis, especially in the opening part of the Amida, on the resurrection, even the resurrection of the dead. Right? Yea, faithful art thou to quicken the dead. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who quickeneth, causes life to the dead, who quickeneth the dead. We neeman, faithful, ata, the I, yea, faithful art thou, we neeman, ata, faithful art thou to quicken the dead, le ha chiyot meitim, to give life to the dead, baruch ata Yahuwah, mechayei, ha meti, blessed art thou, he who be who he be, who quickeneth, giveth life, mechaye, ha meti, to the dead one. So just right there, just a little zoom in, a little emphasis right there on how many times was it in the opening part of the Amida? Just a quick count right here. Five times it's mentioned. Speaking of he who be who he be, who giveth life to the dead. So lively up yourself. Yes, I. Rastafari.
It's from Manuel P. and Fire Chief. But first, this. Give thanks and praises.
κάλυψε με το κουβαρί.
Όμως δεν είναι βαθμίστε τράπεζα.
Yes, and that's very insane. Now he says it's touching the dead, that they rise. Have you not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I'm the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living.
So here, segueing to the day two reading and feeding, just segue there to that portion there, because it's very interesting, because also that was from the 29th sabbatical study, and in that particular teaching where he was bringing out the order for Yom HaKippurim as Yom Teruah, the day of the trumpets. It kind of signals the 10 days leading up to the day of the atonement. So here on the Ear and the Irid, Shema Yisrael. Here, picking up with day two reading here, picking up Genesis chapter 22.
Yes, here, O Israel. Here, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
It came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham? And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, For because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. And it came to pass after these things, that it was told Abraham, saying, Behold, Milcah, she hath also borne children unto thy brother Nahor. Uz, his firstborn, and Buz, his brother, and Kemuel, the father of Aram, and Kesed, and Hazo, and Pildash, and Jidlaf, and Bethuel. And Bethuel begat Rebekah. These eight, Milcah did bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother. And his concubine, whose name was Ruma, she bare also Teba, and Gaham, and Thahash, and Maacah.
The Hebrews are the Hebrews.
That's true.
And those who get true,
them
will never lose.
A shocking Marian dance
this
and
one dedicated to all Hebrews.
Aye. Let them know.
Israel.
You want the man say.
Calling on my people.
Call them out, call them out.
Israel. Rise and stand again.
Rise, O Israel.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam.
Baruch ata Adonai.
Jah! Rastafari.
Jah! Here the Haftarah for day 2, Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 1 to 19.
Book of Jeremiah, chapter 31. Verses 1 to verse 19. At the same time, saith Yahweh, Buruku, will I be the Elohim of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith Yahweh, the people which were left of the sword found favor in the wilderness, in the Midbar, even Israel, when I went to cause him rest. Yahweh, Buruku, have appeared of old to me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again, I will build thee, and thou shalt be built. O Virgin of Israel, thou shalt again be adorned with thy tabrets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planters shall plant and shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchmen upon the mount Ephraim shall cry, arise ye, and let us go up to Zion, to Yahweh Eloheinu, Buruku. For thus saith Yahweh, sing with gladness for Yekafer, and shout among the chief of the nations, publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Yahweh, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country, and gather them from the coast of the earth, and with them the blind and the lame, the woman with child, and her that travaileth with child together. A great company shall return there. They shall come with weeping, and with supplications will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of waters in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of Yahweh, Buruku, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, he that scattereth Israel will gather him, and keep him as a shepherd doeth his flock. For Yahweh, Buruku, have redeemed the Ekaper, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. Therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of Yahweh, for wheat, and for wine, and for oil, and for the young of the flock, and of the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrows. And I will satiate the soul of the priest with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh, Buruku, a voice was heard in Ramah,
lamentation and bitter weeping. Rahel weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Thus saith Yahweh, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith Yahweh, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith Yahweh, that thy children shall come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art Yahweh my Elohim Buruku. Surely after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh, I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Amen. Let the words of I and I mouth and the meditation of I and I heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, my strength, my redeemer. Amen.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. 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 Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense. Before thee as incense. Before thee as incense.
Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers. Hear, hear, Shema'ah, give ear. Fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, Numbers chapter 29. And in the seventh month, the seventh moon, on the first day of the month of the Chodesh, the moon, Iyar, shall have an holy Ilai vacation called out assembly. Iyar shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing the trumpets to you. And ye all shall offer an olai, burnt offering, for a sweet savor, Layahuah, to Jehovah. One young bullock, one ram, and several lambs of the first year without blemish. And their minka, their meal offering, shall be of flour mingled with shemen. 3/10 deals for a bullock, and 2/10 deals for a ram, and 1/10 deal for one lamb throughout the seven lambs, and 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering to make an atonement for you, besides the burnt offering of the month of the moon, the Chodesh, and his minka, and the daily olah, burnt offering, holocaust offering, and his minka, his meal offering, and their drink offerings, according to their manner, for a sweet savor, a sacrifice made by fire, la Yahweh, to Jehovah.
Father and son.
Father and son.
Father and son.
You really think it's easy being an artist? But you don't know the sacrifice we make, the journeys we take. That's why me I tell it straight. Never see the right and the wrong side. You only see the fame and the limelight. You only see a rising star. But you never know that I come from far. Lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice, got to work in a different life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good sight you will come. I go to the north and I go south. I go east west, so I'm all about doing my work, of course. Chatting with the most, I am well on course. Radio interviews and Anybody better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice. Got to work, got to pay the price. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good fight you will feel. Anybody better get off your ass. Got to work, gotta sacrifice. Got to work in a different life. When you put your shoulders to the wheel, what a good, good fight you will feel.
Here on the eve before the Burhana Mezcal, the Burhana Mezcal, the light of the Mezcal, finding of the true cross right here, here, here. Here day two of Rosh Hashanah right here on the air. We have today's daily psalm, the psalm that's appointed according to the season, September 26th right here, 100 psalms, so keeping it 100. Yes, sir.
Psalm 100.
Mizmor Kuf. Kuf, kuf, mizmor letoda, 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 letoda.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land, all ye land, all ye land.
Hari'u ladonai kol ha'aretz, kol ha'aretz, kol ha'aretz, kol ha'aretz.
Serve the Lord with gladness, with gladness, with gladness.
Ivdu et Adonai besimcha, 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 besimcha.
Come before his presence with singing, with singing, with singing.
Bo'u lefanav birnana, birnana, de'u, birnana, de'u, birnana.
Know ye, know ye, know the Lord, he is God, he is God, he is God.
Ki Adonai hu Elohim, hu Elohim, hu Elohim, hu Elohim.
It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations, 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 generations.
Yes, sir, may I and I be that generation that seek and find his face and his grace. So right here, 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 Ray Matune here, Psalm 100, Congo 90, featuring Garnet Silk, Psalm 100. Yes, sir.
Whatever we do and say, we'll always say it for Jah and do it for Jah. So we give Jah the glory. Rastafari, Haile Selassie, who lives and rules over all the things. No sound can't touch you. Untouchable.
Rastafari, Haile Selassie.
And do it for Jah. So we give Jah the glory. Rastafari, Haile Selassie, who lives and rules over all living things.
Legashun, Agarashun, Memeles, Memelegashun, Zemigashwe, Ethiopia Menaj, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic.
But here it is, the next verse in Amharic. Ah.
Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations, 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 generations.
مزمور زتنا زتي بك النف مدو يمسغانا مزمور مدر هلو لك جافير الالولو بدستام لك جافير تغزو بحاسيتم ودفيتو دو جافير ارسو عملاك اندهونه وكو ارسو سران انيام مايدلن انياس هزبو يما سماريو مبغوچن وددجوچو بمگزات ودددباباوچو بمسغانا گبو አመስግኑት ስሙንም ባርኩ እግዚአብሔር ቸር ምሕረቱም ለዘላለም እውነቱም ለልጅ ልጅ ነውና
Psalm 100 Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations, 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 generations.
بكنف مدو يمسغانا مزمر مدر هلو لك جابير الالولو بدستام لك جابير تغزو بحاسيتم ودفيتو دو جابير ارسو عملاك اندهونه وكو ارسو سران انيام مايدلن انياس هزبو يما سماريوم بغوچنن وددجوچو بمگزات وددباباوچو بمسغانا گبو امسغنوت ስሙንም ባርኩ እግዚአብሔር ቸር ምሕረቱም ለዘላለም እውነቱም ለልጅ ልጅ ነውና
Psalm 100 Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations, 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 generations.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
Hey, here today's daily psalm, going through verse by verse from the King of Kings Bible, Metzav Kedus.
Salam to Anais Delin. Here today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, Mezmore Dawit, Zetina Zetang, Bekinfuist Meto, Psalm of David, here in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, of Garmawi, Negus Neges, of His Imperial Majesty Garmawi, Haile Selassie. Here we have it as Psalm 99, Bekinfuist in parentheses, Psalm 100, corresponding with Psalm 100, a psalm of praise. Ye Miskana Mezmor, a psalm, a chant, a mezmor, a song of praise or of thanksgiving. Hear. Make I and I begin. B'sama'av, w'weled, w'menfes, k'dus, ahadu, amlak, in name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Mezmore Dawit, zetna zetain, v'kinfuista, meto. Ye miskana mezmur, a psalm, a chant, a psalm, an intonation of praise. Ye miskana mezmur. Qut'ran, verse 1. Midr hulu le egziaviher ilil bellu. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all ye lands. Midr hulu, midr, land, earth, hulu, all. Midr hulu, le egziaviher ilil bellu. Make a joyful noise to egziaviher, to sustain the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father. Ilil bellu. The ililta, ilil, do ilil, say ilil, ililta, ilil bello, making a joyful noise, ilil bello, ilil ilil ilil. Kuter hulet, verse 2. Vedestam le egziaviher digezu, ve hasetima wodefitu gibbu. Serve egziaviher, sustain the good, the generous, open-handed, Father, with gladness. Bedesitam le egziaviher tegezu. Come before his presence with singing. Behasetima wodefitu gibbu. Come before his face, his presence with singing. Behasetima wodefitu gibbu. Uter source, verse 3. Egziaviher arsua amlakin dohone eweku arsua seran inyama aidelenim inyasa hizbu ye masemariawima begochnen. Know y'all that Egziaviher, sustain the good, the generous, open-handed, our Father, that He is God, that He is Amlak, He is the source. Egziaviher arsu Amlak in dehone eweku. It is He that hath made us arsu seran, and not we, not I and I, ourselves, not I and I and ourselves. Inyam aidelenim, we are His people. Inyasa hisbu, and the sheep of His pasture. Ye masamariawum begochnen. Uter arat, verse 4. Woda de jochua be megezat, woda de babayochuma be miskana gibbu. Ameskinut simunim barku. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name. Woda de jochu be megezat, woda de babayochuma. Adababayochum ben miskana gibu. Wada adababayochum ben miskana gibu. Ameskinut. Praise Him, miskana Him. Ameskinut. Simunim barku. And bless Simun, His name, the Hashem. Simunim barku. And bless His name. Hear, Bamarinya Nemetz Av Kedusa, Wada de Jochu, Ben Megezat, Megezat, in submission, Megezat, as we have, which is to serve in the second verse, Kuter Hulet Bedesitam Le Gziavi Tegezu, translated as serve Gziavi with gladness, serve Tegezu. Here, what the Jochu Be Megezat, enter into His gates with thanksgiving, enter into His gates with the idea of submission and service. Adebabayochum and His courts. Be miskana, and miskana gibbu, enter His courts with miskana. Ameskinut, praise him. Ameskenut miskana him. Ameskenut simunim and his name Barku. Bless simunim Barku. Bless his name. Uter amist. Verse 5. Egziavi hercher miheretum lezlalem. Unetum alelij lijnauna. For Egziavi her good, generous, open-handed, good. Egziavi her cher. Meheretum lezlalem. And his mercy, his meheret, meheretu, meheretum, and his mercy, lezlalem. Everlasting, eternal, to the world without end. Unetum, and his truth, unetum. Eunet, truth, eunetu, his truth, eunetum, and his truth, eunetum, lelij lij nawina, for the children's children, for his truth is for the children's children, and his truth endureth to all generations. Eunetum, lelij lij nawina. Hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm. Mezmore Dawit. Zetna zeteng. The kinfwist meto. Ye miskana mezmor. Midar hulu le egziavihir ilil bello. Bedestetam le egziavihir tegezu. Behasetima wadafitu gibbu. Egziavihir arsu amlak indahone ewaku. Arsu saran, inya maidelen, inya sa hizbu, ye masamaria wima begochnen, wode de jochu be megezat, wode de baboyochuma be miskana gibbu, ameskinut simunim parku, egziavi hercher, miheretum lezlalem, eunetum lelij lij na wina.
Rastafari, King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah. Elect of himself, my tent and the rebel exhibit in Master Gan, Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
Oh, Simu, Simu, Koi, 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 Isti, Isti, Miskana, Miskana, Bamarinya in the Ethiopic language of the Nugus Negest, Zachopia, the King of Kings. Miskana means thanks and praise. So Miskana, Miskana, I see in his holy place each and every day. Miskana, let it mean Miskana day by day. Day by day we give praise. So Shekla. Shekla has come to baptize no!
መዝሙር 99 በቅንፍ 100 የምስጋና መዝሙር ምድር ሁሉ ለእግዚአብሔር እልል በሉ በደስታም ለእግዚአብሔር ተገዙ በሐሴትም ወደፊቱ ግቡ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ አምላክ እንደሆነ ወቁ እርሱ ሰራን እኛም አይደለንም እኛስ ህዝቡ የማሰማሪያውም በጎች ነን ወደ ደጆቹ በመገዛት ወደ አደባባዮቹም በመስጋና ግቡ አመስግኑት ስሙንም ባርኩ እግዚአብሔር ቸር ምሕረቱም ለዘላለም እውነቱም ለልጅ ልጅ ነውና
አው Simu, Simu, Koi, 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 Isti, Isti, Miskana, Miskana, Bamarinya, and
Thank you, Miss.
Jah gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer. You know the Jah gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. Hey yo, what a offer. You know the Jah gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer. You know the Jah gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. Check it. Men and people are nice who not like their rich life. Alright, them a work for the Antichrist. Them want blood to drink, them want flesh to slice. Them can't buy me out like no peas and no rice. Life's the greatest gift, so take me advice. I want to live, they want to die, and that's their choice. Red life is so joyful, life is so nice. Red, gold and green of the ice. You say, yo, what a offer. You know the Jah gave us life. Free without heart, priceless without price. What a offer. You know the Jah gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. He say, yo, what a offer. You know the Jah gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What a offer. You know the Jah gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Glad!
Rastafari.
Glad!
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm time according to the royal court of Ethiopian.
Psalm 100.
Mizmor Kuf, 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 Mizmor Letoda, Letoda, Letoda.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land, all ye land, all ye land.
Hari'u ladonai kol ha'aretz, kol ha'aretz, kol ha'aretz, kol ha'aretz.
Serve the Lord with gladness, with gladness, with gladness.
Ivdu et Adonai besimcha, 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 besimcha.
Come before his presence with singing, with singing, with singing.
Bo'u lefanav birnana, birnana, de'u, birnana, de'u.
Know ye, know ye, know the Lord, he is God, he is God.
Ki Adonai hu Elohim,
hu Elohim, hu Elohim, hu Elohim.
It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations, 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 generations.
Hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips, 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 with stammering lips.
Shema Yisrael, and hear, 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 Mizmor Kof, Psalm 100, Psalm C, Psalm C, Psalm C. Shema Yisrael, and hear, 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 Mizmor Kof, Psalm 100, Psalm C, Psalm 100, Mizmor Kof, Mizmor. Le toda hari'u la Yahuwah kol ha'aretz. A psalm of avowal, avowal, avowing. A psalm of thanksgiving. Mizmor le toda, le toda, le toda, le toda. A psalm of thanksgiving. Hari'u la Yahuwah kol ha'aretz. Make a joyful noise. Hari'u. Hariu, make a joyful noise, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, call ha'aretz, all ye lands. First verse of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, and hear, 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 Shema Yisrael, hear, 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 Semi Ethiopia, hoy, Semi ye, Jerusalem, Azinbi ye, hear, 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 today's daily psalm, Psalm 100, Mizmor Kof, a psalm of avowal, a psalm of thanksgiving. Psalm of avowal, thanking, avowal, thanksgiving. Mizmor litoda, hari'u la Yahuwah, kol ha'aretz. Make a joyful noise to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to he who be, we be, all ye lands. Rav Yaakov, Jacob taught in the name of Rav Abahu, who taught in the name of Rav Aha. The words, psalm of avowal,
Mizmor Litoda. This means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, blessed be He, declared, let all the lands of the earth, of the earthly plane, avow me, avow I, and I shall receive them. As is said, even in Yeshaya, in Isaiah, in Isaiah 45, verses 22 to 23, look to me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. By myself have I sworn, the word is gone forth from my mouth in righteousness, and shall not come back, that to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear, tongue, shall swear, tongue, shall swear, tongue, shall swear. Tenu Elia, where he washa'u, call ase aretza, ki ani el, we ain oda, bi ani shaba'iti yata, mi biya tzedaka, dabar, we lo yashu, ki li, tia kara'a, kola barekta, tia shaba'a, kola lashon. Look to me, benu Elai. And be y'all saved, where he washu, and be y'all saved, all the ends of the earth, call us say aretz, for I am God, ki ani el, for I am God, ki ani el, and there is none else, with ain od, by myself have I sworn, be nishba'iti. The word is gone forth from my mouth in righteousness. Yatza mipiya tzedaka davar. And shall not come back with lo yashub. That to I every knee shall bow. Li tia kara'a kol barek, and every tongue shall swear, tia shaba'a kol lashon. That is to say, when every knee bows to me, bows to I, and every tongue swears, I will receive them. A different targum, a different interpretation of a psalm of avowal, Mizmor Litoda. Elsewhere, this is what Scripture says, even in Proverbs, in the Mashal, Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 28 and 13. He that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper, but whoso avoweth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. Mikaseh. Fishayo loa yatzliach umode we ozeba ye ruham. He that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper. Mikase fishayo lo yatzliach. But whoso avoweth umode, whoso avoweth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. In the KJV, the King James Version, this verse, Proverbs 28:13 reads, he that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth, and forsaketh them, shall obtain mercy. Mikase fitsha'ayo lo yatzliach umode we'ozeba yiruham. The first part of this verse applies to Adam, who said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, in Bereshith, in Genesis 3 and 12, the woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Vayomer ha'adam, ha'isha asher natata emadi, hiya natana li min ha'etza wa okel. The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, with I. And the man said, Vayomer ha'adam. And the Adam said, Vayomer ha'adam. Ha'isha asher natata emadi, the woman, the isha whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree. He natanali, and I did eat. Min ha'etza wa okel. For Adam was unwilling to repent. For ha'adam, the Adam was unwilling to repent, to do teshuva, when Elohim would have restrained him, saying, according to verse 22, and now, nevertheless, he put forth his hand and took of the tree. So here, the commentator renders the verse, which is usually read, and now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life. Here, it is rendered, and now, nevertheless, he put forth his hand and took of the tree of life. Vayomer Yahweh Elohim, hein ha'adam, haya ke'achada mimenu, lada'ata tova wa ra'a, ve'ata pena ishlach yadoa, ve'alakach gama me'eitza ha'chayim, ve'akala wa chaya le'olam. Here in the KJV, the fuller verse from Bereshit, from Genesis. Genesis chapter 3, verse 22. And Yahweh Elohim, and he who be the Elohim, true good, true God, power, said, behold, the man, the Adam, is become as one of us, to know good and evil. Vayomer Yahweh Elohim, hein ha'adam haya ke'achada mimenu, lada'at tov wa'ra'a. And now, we'atta, and now, nevertheless, he put forth his hand and took of the tree of life. We'atta, pena yishlach yadoa, we'lakach, gam me'eita ha'chayim, we'akala wa'chaya le'olam. And eat, and live forever, forever. According to Rab Abba Bar Kahana, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Adam, repent. Adam answered, nevertheless I. Although the word now, Atta, was clearly a summoning to repent, as in the verse, even from Debarim, from Deuteronomy 10 and 12. And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee but to fear the Lord thy God? Ve'ata Yisrael, ma Yahuwah Eloheka shoela maya imak, ki im le yirah et Yahuwah Eloheka. And now, ve'ata Yisrael, and now, Israel, what doth Yahuwah Eloheka require of thee, we'ata Yisrael, ma Yahuwah Eloheka shoel maya imak, but to fear, to reverence, to respect Jehovah, the I Elohim, true good, true God, ki im li'irah et Yahuwah Eloheka. Hence, here, from Proverbs, the word written in the Mashal, he that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper. Mikase fi sha'ayo lo yatliach. He that covereth his transgressions. KJV reads his sins, but here the Hebrew, fi sha'ayo, his transgressions. Mikase fi sha'ayo lo yatliach. Shall not prosper. Lo yatliach. The end of the verse that reads, but whoso avoweth, confesseth, whoso avoweth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. Umodeh ve'ozev yeruham. This applies to Cain, to Cain, of whom it is said, even in Bereshit, Genesis 4:16, and Cain went forth from the presence of Yahuwah, from the presence of face of Jehovah. On this verse, Rav Huna commented in the name of Rav Hanina bar Yitzhak, the words Cain, Cain went forth, show that Cain went forth joyful, as it is also said in Esther 5 and 9, then went Haman forth that day joyful and with a glad heart. When Adam came upon Cain and asked him, What was done in punishment to of thee, of the eye? What was done in punishment of thee, the eye? Cain replied, I repented and was granted clemency. Whereupon Adam said, if repentance is so mighty, according to the words of Psalm 92:2, it is a good thing. It is a good thing to confess to the Lord. Tov lehodot la Yahuwah. It is a good thing to give thanks, to confess. The Hebrew to thank, also in the Hebrew to confess. Tov lehodot la Yahuwah. Whereupon Adam said, if repentance is so mighty, Tov lehodot la Yahuwah, it is a good thing to confess to Jehovah. In a different exposition, the words, he that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper. Mikaseh fisha'ayo lo yatliach. This applied to Shaul, to Saul. He that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper. Or applied these words to Shaul, to Saul, who said in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 13 to 14, I have performed the commandment of Yahuwah of Jehovah, and to whom Shemuel, Samuel, said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? The end of the verse, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. U'modeh we'ozev yeruham. These words are applied to David, of whom it is said even in 2 Samuel 24 and 17, and David spoke to the Lord, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, and said, lo, I have sinned, I have upped up, and I have done iniquitously, and of whom it is also said in 2 Samuel 24:10, and David said, La Yahuwah to Jehovah, I have sinned, I have upped up greatly in what I have done. Thereupon the prophet Samuel said to David, we have 2 Samuel 12:13, Yahuwah, Jehovah also have put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. Thus, whoso avoweth and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. U'modeh we'ozev yeruham. Whoso confesseth, u'modeh we'ozev yeruham, and forsaketh them shall obtain mercy. In another exposition of he that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper, mikaseh fisha'ayo lo yatzliach. Rav Shimon Simon and Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi, Joshua ben Levi, said in the name of Rav Chalafta, a mortal, Enosh, when he confesses, they pronounce judgment upon him. When he does not confess, they remit the charge against him. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, acts otherwise. When a man does not confess, he pronounces judgment upon him. But when he confesses, he remits the charge against him. Hence, he that covereth his transgressions shall not prosper. Mikaseh fisha'ayo lo yatzliach. This Moses understood and understood. And so, on the theme of confession, he composed the Mizmor, a psalm of avowal, Mizmor le-todah, a psalm of thanksgiving, a psalm of avowal, a psalm of confession, Mizmor le-todah. Serve the Lord with gladness. Today's daily psalm, Mizmor Kof, the second verse. Ibdu et Yahuwah b'simcha. Serve Jehovah with gladness. Ibdu et Yahuwah b'simcha. But another verse says, serve the Lord with fear. Serve the Lord with reverence, with respect, according to Psalm 2, Hebraically, verse 11. Ibdu et Yahuwah b'yirah. serve Jehovah with fear, bi yirah. Ibdu et Yahuwah bi yirah. If served with gladness, how served with fear? If served bi simcha, then how serve bi yirah? If served bi yirah with reverence, with fear, how served bi simcha with gladness? Rav Aibu explained, when you stand at prayer, be glad at prayer, tefillah, but also be in fear, in reverence, in respect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, the Isla One. Blessed be,
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 blessed be. Another explanation. Since one verse says, serve Jehovah with gladness, Ibdu et Yahuwah b'simcha, lest it be argued that it is not necessary to serve him with fear, with reverence, with respect also. Therefore, the other verse says, with fear, with respect, bi yirah,
bi yirah,
bi yirah,
bi yirah,
bi yirah,
bi yirah,
bi yirah. Rav Achad taught that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, said, serve the Lord with fear in this world and rejoice at trembling. For when you arrive with gladness in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, and then in the Aita Haba, in the time, the Iwa Zaman Haba, time to come, the age to come, look upon the trembling, which seizes Hagoyim, the heathen, you will know a joy of joys, because of the trembling I shall have cause to come upon the hostile Goyim, the hostile nations, the Gentiles, the international community of the earth, of the earthly plane. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. Hear, hear, hear in today's daily Psalm Mizmor Kof, Psalm 100. Bo sh'arayo b'toda, chitzerotayo b'yat hila, hodu lau barku shemo. Enter into his gates, bo sh'arayo, with thanksgiving, b'toda, and into his courts, chitzerotayo, with praise, b'tehila. Give thanks to him, hodu lau, and bless, baruku, his name, shemo. Bo sh'arayo b'toda, chitzerotayo b'yatahila, hodu lau, baruku, shemo. Rav Pinchas, Phineas, and Rav Lewi Levi, and Rav Yohanan, Jonathan said in the name of Rav Menachem, the Galilean, in the Eitz Ahaba, the time to come, the Zaman Ahaba, the age to come, all offerings will cease, except the thank offering, except the Todah, the thank offering. This will never, ever cease. All prayers, Tehillah, all Tefillah, will cease, except the Tefillah, except the prayer of Todah, of thanksgiving. This will never, ever cease. For in the verse in Psalm 56, verse 13, that reads, I will render thank offering to thee, to the I. Ishalem todotalak. I will render, I will pay. Ishalem. Ishalem todotalak. I will render thank offering to thee, to the I. The term todot, thank offerings, is used of prayer as well as of offering. Thus, like this, also in the verse from Yirmiyahu, from Jeremiah, Jeremiah 33:11, that reads, the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, give thanks la Yahuwah to Jehovah, to Yahuwah Tzebaot, to Jehovah of hosts. For Yahuwah Jehovah is good, and for his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring offerings of thanksgiving into the house of Yahuwah, into the house of Jehovah, give thanks to the Lord, is an enjoining of prayers of thanksgiving. While them that shall bring offerings of thanksgiving is an enjoining of thank offerings. In the psalm also, where it reads, give thanks to him and bless his name. Hodu lau baruku shemo. Give thanks to him. Hodu lau. And bless his name. Baruku shemo. This is an enjoining of a prayer of thanksgiving. Is followed directly by the words, for the Lord is good, his mercy endureth forever, forever. Ki yitov Yahuwah le'olam chasido, for Jehovah is good. Ki yitov Yahuwah, his mercy endureth forever, le'olam chasido, forever, le'olam. Chassado, chassado, mercy,
mercy, mercy, mercy,
nothing with nothing without you, no, 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 nothing without you, nothing with nothing without you, no, 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 no. I'm raising my hand, nodding my head, now Jah is so good to me, and I wave to the right, wave to the left, now Jah is so good to me, and I scream out, yeah, yeah, scream out, yeah, there is no and my eyes are bubble over. Bubble up, rest my head up on your shoulder. Oh, day and night you will watch over. And you cover me, cover me. Oh, every time I think about you. Oh, and how your loving feels so good. It feels like I can touch the sky. I'm so raising my hand, nodding my head. Now Jah is so good to me. And I wave to the right. So good to me, and I scream out, yeah, yeah, scream out, yeah, there is no doubt, yeah, yeah, Jah is so good to me. It no make no sense, but try to still on top, no, no, not that I know. I remember every time you picked me up, every time that I fall, I want to walk in your way, and I want talk in your way, and that's why every day to you I pray. I'm raising my head, nodding my head, now Jah is so good to me. Jah is so good to the right, wave to the left, now Jah is so good to me. Jah is so good to me, and I scream. Light.
This discipleship radio broadcast has been made possible by donations from audience and listeners like you. Give thanks. Thank you very much, Miss Ghana.
Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you. Whatever you have done, thank you, my brethren, for all your contributions.
The assistant priest shall say the prayer of oblation of the apostles. And again, let us beseech the Almighty Lord, the Father of the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMoshiach, Jesus Christos, on behalf of those who bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithes, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, secretly or openly, and of those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, that he accept their ready mind, that he grant to them the heavenly kingdom, power over all works of blessing belongs to the Lord our God, belongs to Egziavihar Amlakachin, belongs to Yahwalheinu. The assistant priest, pray for them who bring an oblation. And the people shall say, accept the oblation of our brethren. Accept the oblation of our sisters. And ours also accept our oblation and our offering. The assistant priest shall say, Ekziavihar Amlakachin Yahuwalheinu, the Lord our God who art almighty, we pray and beseech thee, I, for them that bring an oblation within the one holy universal church, a sacrifice, first fruits, tithes, a thank offering, a memorial, whether much or little, in secret or openly, and for those who wish to give and have not wherewith to give, thine acceptance of their ready mind, grant thou to everyone, let the recompense of blessing be a portion to all of them through thine only begotten Son, through whom to thee I, with him and with the Holy Spirit, be glory and dominion both now and ever and to ages of ages. Amen.
There's a man, chronics reminding you, asking you kindly to give that answer. Food still not want this guy. You still complaining, you're just complaining. You're not stirring up, but it's never enough. You no want give time. You still complaining. You still complaining. And when they ask you how you're doing, your reply is not too bad. I tell you your life would be greater if you gave thanks for what you have. And everything give God a thanks and praise. Just remember. Tears, my friend, you're blessed and highly favored. Don't take it for granted. Remember your garbage and next man treasure. Anyway, mountain come my youth, they get up here. You still I say you don't know how tomorrow I go see. Tomorrow is another day. Remember someone that live on one bread a day. So when they ask you how you doing, tell them you're doing great. Oh, never you complain. From your have blood running. Far I done. Look in your life and tell me what you see. You woke up this morning, it was not my time. I gave you life, so you must have time. Open your eyes, my friend, and see me. And I know just one thing, but in everything, it's time to dance and praise. Just remember.
Lashana, Lashana, Lashana Tova, Matuka. Good, 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 good year and a sweet one. Yes, I. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be He, blessed be the name. Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom.